This is a special episode of Horsehair. Well, they're all special. We all.
Horsehair. Horsehair Media, no, it's like PDL. Horsehair Disco, Horsehair, let's go. Talking shit and talking shy and talking shit and talking shy as long as we want.
And as long as we want. This is kind of what we got in store for you. We just got a hit of, the concerns of the day. And the concerns of the day involved people in hot weather being ruffians on the street, drinking cans. Yeah, bags of cans forever, good for you. Go drink out of someone else's backyard. Yeah, you're a fucking legend. Yeah, so you can't afford or to go to the pub. Yeah, good for you. But remember, there's other people around who live around. While you're shouting and abuse at each other, you could be hurting someone else's feelings just for living there. You could be invading someone's private area. Like, there's a reason why you people are just like that. Yeah, through years and years and years of poverty, good for you. But in other cases, I don't really feel too bad about that. Maybe I get intimidated by people who are drinking on the streets. Well, I've done the same thing myself, but when it goes to a mass scale, you just kind of think, dude, what's wrong with you? Now, in the city, like, you get these kind of corners around in the city that there's not really much security or any kind of people watching, so it's okay to bring your prams down and drink your cans. Okay, maybe you're that poor, you need to unwind, have some fun, but yeah, bring in your prams with your babies and your kids over. Well, I don't know, it's the way it's been for years with the availability of cheap cans, but that's alright. But now, cans aren't that expensive, and neither is tobacco, and they give you a load of abuse for nearly being able to afford tobacco now. There seems to be a rife between the pros and people are just a little above pros. They think they are. They just think they are an intellectual lattie or something like that, maybe. But, well, maybe I think I'm an intellectual lattie. Yeah, lizard person. Someone who can afford tobacco. Yeah. Someone's in on the streets keeping asking me for a roll-up. A fucking roll-up. I've been generous before, but like today I didn't have any fucking tobacco, and I was actually going to the shop to get some tobacco. But then, as I was passing, I was hearing all this abuse. I'll punch this fucker in the back of the head! Anyway, I was just going to keep on walking. Because I'm not dealing with that amount of issues. I can't afford tobacco. Times are hard, but don't take it on your fellow comrade, please. I need my tobacco, but I'm not sharing with people who are just loafers. No. Yeah, loafers. If you're bumming people on the street for tobacco, you're a loafer, sorry. Like, you're an absolutely charity case. And, like, whatever got you in that situation, maybe you should quit tobacco then if you can't afford it. Or stop, like, spending on crap like the fruit machines in the pubs. Maybe you can stop doing that. Maybe you stop drinking it, or stop ruining your life. Oh, maybe you're on the dole or something. Well, yeah, a lot of us are on the dole, dude. And some of us just want a bit of tobacco. Some of us want our tobacco, but none of us are willing to share. But that's okay. I just have to have my little rants, and I'm just, I know. I think we should all be a little bit more aware of things, of our bad health, our inner health, and our physical health, and our mental health. Maybe we should be more considerate. And the way we choose to live our lives is up to us in the end, as long as it's not hurting other people. Granted. But maybe the hurt is imaginary. And maybe we're imagining it all, and it's very hard to not imaginarily hurt someone else. It's very hard. Like, maybe if you don't dress the part, you might be hurting their eyes. Perhaps. Horsehair is a bit depressed at the moment due to various kind of things happening in life, and I hope, well, I don't really hope you are too, but if you are here, you're welcome in the Horse Cave. Horse Cave is a place where you can do all your little rants and hopefully you can get away with it. It's okay. as long as you go to a hip hop 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 beat. No, I won't rap again. And I do have to admit the last few horse episodes were kind of crap. But I'm quite apologize. I was just trying to get into the rhythm of things, and like viewers are, well, viewers there, you can't sneeze at them or whatever, but like more viewers would be grand. But no, I'm not really that, like I don't offer much. Like I just play the drums, play the keyboard, play a bit of guitar, and then talk shite over it and record it all, and hopefully you would like it in the end. That is Horsehair, a factory of music. A factory of podcasts in many ways. And the intro music was just quite shorter as it was before. You know, you get the idea. Horsehair Media talking shit and talking shite. Yeah, that's the whole essence of Horsehair. And, like, there's a special lady anyway, like, who's greatly needing of some assistance somewhere. And, well, if you know, maybe just give, and help everyone. Be nice to people, because you don't know when it's going to be the last thing you're ever going to say to them. I know, I should say more, but hopefully get well soon. But, yeah, anyway, it's Horsehair talked a lot of shit in the past, and, you know, it's all funny making all these kind of crass jokes of every now and again, but, well, when it actually fucking happens, like, you just kind of go, oh, fuck, I feel shit for saying that. And that's kind of, well, we've all said shit in our past when we're in a bad mood. Yeah, it's not a really great thing to be when you're in a dark place. And you say things you regret, so you gotta, I don't know, learn to cope with it and learn to try to be a better person in the future. Be a better person. And always strive, and like maybe fake it till you make it, that kind of philosophy. But maybe whatever else works, that's quite good too. Yeah. Try being always try to be genuine to people, I think. Be as genuine as you can possibly be. And if we all do that, everything will be okay, couldn't it be? I don't know. But we'll go into the next song, and we'll just go and sit around in a horse cave. And hopefully... And you know what? You know what Horsehair's gonna do? He's gonna pray. He's actually going to pray for the best in the world. Like, what he's got to lose? Like, wasn't one of those Enlightenment feckers said, if there was no, oh God, we'll create one. So... We'll create a prayer as well, all in good faith. Maybe that's a thing, what God is. Maybe it's just an idea that we haven't had us bouncing out in memes around in our whole psyche, and maybe that's how God exists. Or maybe it's something you actually die in. I existed all along, and I was fucking with your head. Time has never gone past. We have never evolved past anything. You are living a life. Wait. Oh, guess another thing. Look in the mirror. See me? Yeah, I am you. I've just lived an entire time as you and as everyone. That whole life you just had, that was the universe in itself. Me, just looking through your eyes, you were just a vessel for me. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I put you under all sorts of shit, but don't worry, it's over, it's grand. Maybe not, like, maybe it's kind of a bit, like, a bit of a faux pas to joke about that, but maybe it's going to go, and it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher to see what your limits are. And maybe you can rise up, and that's the whole, that's your superpower. You can rise up, and rise up to the challenge, and make a story for yourself, and make that life a life worth living, something that a film will be based upon. That's something I always try to do. So far, I've had an interesting life, I think. If it calls to quit now, I've got hit by a truck, or something, it'd still be pretty interesting. There's enough material in there to make a film, I bet. And I bet that's what's that like that for everyone in their own way. You just need the right director for it. So if you're having a little miserable life, maybe get David Lynch to direct your little film about your life. And if it's really lovely, I don't know, George Lucas, if you can stand all the kind of CGI shit adding in. Yeah, CGI shit, because Maybe you took a lot of drugs and had a lot of weird hallucinations that only you see, and you need someone else to create those scenes with dramatic effect. Perhaps, like, I was listening to a lot of Terrence McKenna, and, like, he said he was talking to, like, big monsters the size of Manhattan or something. That guy talks about a lot of drugs. And, like, died of a brain tumor in the end, and maybe that... because with brain tumor, who knows, maybe, but he lived a life. Anyway, Jim Carrey is supposed to be playing him, I hear. I wonder, I'll stick around for that, see if that's any good. That's grand. Anyway, horsehair doesn't mean to be all depressed, but horsehair just needs love, and I think I'll give some love out in the world too. I'll make the effort. It'll be grand. Horsehair Media, no encyclopedia. Expressing himself all in good faith to the world and all respects in his own way, and giving your heart every moment in the horse cave. Thank you, and I'll see you again.